Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We always like talking to Chris Keating.
Yes, we do.
The current Capitol Bureau chief, and he's got a A1 story that the governor wants to call a special session the week before Christmas. Good morning, Mr. Keating. How are you?
Hey, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Did this come out of the blue?
Yes, basically. I guess it was bubbling up a little bit, but yeah, last night we heard about it. I was talking to my boss, and we heard about it, I don't know, 7 o'clock or later like that, and we sprung into action.
Yeah, I'm on your alert thing, and I woke up this morning, looked at my phone, and went, oh, special session. At least he wants one. So you were first on it. Good for you.
Yeah, well, and they're trying to do a series of issues. As you know, they haven't been able to agree for 6 months. On these four issues, and now they're going to agree all before Christmas on four issues, and some people are not really so sure about that.
There's already red flags, Chris, in your story on the toll special session. The No Tolls Connecticut people say, where is the town halls that you talked about? And then John Hampton, who's a moderate Democrat from Simsbury, says it's overly ambitious to believe the legislature could settle for contentious issues before Christmas. I'm sure that's not the type of talk that the governor was looking for.
No, exactly. And what Hampton was saying was basically yesterday or in the last couple of days, Kevin Lembo came out and said we have a deficit for the current year of $31.6 million. And basically Hampton says, look, we got to tackle that. We got to be more worried about that than tolls, as an example. We got to get the fiscal house in order. Granted, that's not as big as a budget deficit as under Malloy or something like that.
No, not at all.
But he said we have to tackle that and jump on that. Plus, there haven't really been any public hearings yet on this whole trucks-only tolling idea.
Plus, Chris, the other thing is, as I understand it, to get the gantries up, to get the equipment in place, all blah, 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 it's going to take a while, so it's not going to help with this current deficit.
Oh, very good point. Very good point. Yes, this is years away. Yes, it's years away. Some people talk about it with fear that it would happen tomorrow, but you are correct. It's going to take time. You have to put the gantries out to public bidding. It will generally take years, plural, they tell us. Years, plural.
Let's play devil's advocate here as we talk to Chris Keating from The Current. If the governor can't get a special session called when he wants it, he hasn't gotten the tolls passed through. There's other issues that haven't gone through. Wouldn't that make his first year on the job kind of seem like a maybe a D plus or a C minus?
Well, it would definitely be a mixed bag. The Lamont administration, they like to talk about, you know, paid family leave that they did, and which a lot of the progressives wanted, and minimum wage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If he can keep the budget balanced, again, $31 million is a good amount of money, but it's not huge percentage-wise.
No.
But yes, it's become, for better or worse, it's become the signature issue, the most high-profile issue of the entire year for the administration, yes.
As you point out, there are going to be three other specials. You'd like to see three other specials. Are any of them as toxic as tolls?
No, well, Themis Claridis, the House Republican leader, says it should be a no-brainer. This hospital settlement, which is very, very complicated, involving Medicaid rates and tax rates, super complicated. Supposedly, they've finally reached an agreement on that. But again, that's been going on not only 6 months of negotiations, but 5 years of clashes with the Malloy administration. So the hospital deal is supposedly done. The restaurant workers, Themis also says that should be a no-brainer, too. That's the one where they're fighting over how much people should be paid when they receive tips at a restaurant.
So then if you think you're going to have success, Chris, with two of the four most contentious issues, why don't you just go ahead and have a special session on those and hold off on tolls till you do due diligence and at least perfunctory have a town hall meeting somewhere so people can get out and bitch about it.
Well, I guess, yeah. I mean, Connecticut is a state of public hearings and public meetings. They don't like to rush into things, as you know. It's a little bit of the land of steady habit. It is true that tolls has been discussed in super detail, but not the latest one just on these 12, the 12 spots and the trucks only, et cetera, et cetera. There's not been a public hearing on that at all.
You know, instead of the 12 days of Christmas this year, we're going to come up with a song, the 12 Toll Plazas
there
of Connecticut.
That's a good thing.
And do it at the Middlesex Chamber of Commerce. You could be a hero.
You know what? If you come down, we might do it at one of our holiday stores. We'll get you and we'll get Christine Stewart and maybe Pazniokas, and you guys can be the chorus.
That'd be fun.
You know what? Maybe we'll make money that way.
You'd have to have some creative singing. I don't know about the singing.
Don't worry about it. You guys will be fine.
Hey, Chris, whatever happened to tolling on bridges? I thought that was kind of an interim thing that was suggested. Has that now disappeared?
Well, I think that's merged in with the trucks. In other words, it would be the trucks going over the bridges, like, say, the Gold Star Memorial Bridge in New London and Groton. Yes, so it would kind of be merged. So bridges / trucks only. Oh. And they say it would raise $180 million per year.
Much money.
Which isn't anything near what they need.
Yes, you would need other sources. Yes, correct. You couldn't do it just with that and cover everything. That is correct.
Well, thank you for jumping on on short notice. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll contact you about when we get the three tenors to come sing the 12 tolls of Christmas.
There you go. You just bring in Pavarotti, and we'll be all set.
Okay, big guy.
Thanks,
see you
Chris.
Soon.
Appreciate it.
All right.
That's Chris. Thank you, Chris. I'm read Chris's
come
stuff.
Come on, what a good idea that is.
You know, Joe, that's pretty broad.
On the first day of Christmas, my governor gave to me a toll over the Gold Star Bridge.
We could work on this.
Oh, of course we can. We can do
work
anything.
On this. Sure.
Plus,
we can.
I'm 2/3 of the way home to our food challenge this year.
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to figure out what it is.
You can't. You're not going to. You're not as warped. You're warped, but you're not as warped as I am.
Oh, okay.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.